Welcome to Westminster Abbey on this first Sunday of Lent. My name is the Reverend Catherine Williams, and I am a priest, spiritual director, and writer. I am grateful to the Dean and Chapter at the Abbey for their invitation to offer these Lenten reflections. Today I will be reflecting on the Gospel and thinking about repentance and the wilderness. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 4. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. Into the wilderness goes Jesus, newly baptized, led by the Spirit and full of the Spirit. He goes into a wide, wild, and barren space, far from human contact. Alone, he enters a time of emptying and letting go. His calling is tested as his ministry begins. It will be tested again in Gethsemane as it nears its fulfillment. Here in the wilderness, isolated for 40 days, Jesus eats nothing, sees no one, and fulfills no tasks, slowing his body, mind, and soul into spacious solitude. Into this wilderness comes temptation in the shape of the deceiving Satan, who attempts to capture Jesus' attention, questioning his identity and testing his commitment to God. Perhaps in this we hear the echoes of the story of Adam and Eve. Unlike our forebears, Jesus keeps his eyes, heart, and will firmly fixed on his loving Creator, whose beloved child he is. Filled with the Spirit, Jesus, the new Adam, knows he need not test God's promises or provision. Loving, worshipping, and serving the living God, even under duress, Jesus is and shows us the way, the truth, and the life. In the wilderness, spiritual growth and freedom are discovered. Into this wilderness, we journey with Jesus. Lent is a time of emptying and letting go. It's a time of repentance when we turn from distractions, attempting to still our busy minds and bodies. Lent encourages us to let go of all that leads us down destructive paths and shifts our attention from God. We are especially vulnerable to temptation when we are hungry, angry, lonely or tired. Jesus has been in these places too, and models for us ways to resist temptation, offering endless grace when we fail. As we begin this season of Lent, let us journey with Jesus into the challenging wilderness, opening ourselves to the immensity and wonder of eternal love. Thank you for joining me for this reflection. This is part of a series of reflections each Sunday in Lent as we journey towards Holy Week and Easter. To find out more about Lent and Holy Week at the Abbey and our online faith resources, visit our website at www.westminster-abbey.org/Lent.